From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Kurdish Peshmerga fighters, backed by Turkish artillery, Sunday claimed major advances against Islamic State extremists outside Iraq's second largest city, Mosul, at one point claiming to have seized full control of the town of Bashika. Peshmerga commanders outside the town told reporters their fighters had entered Bashika. However, journalists were not allowed in, and the status of the town has not been confirmed. The latest Iraqi coalition advances occurred by visiting U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter held talks in nearby Erbil with Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani and key military commanders. After separate talks Saturday in Baghdad with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, Carter also said U.S. is prepared to provide additional support for the Iraq-led coalition if requested by Iraq and U.S. commanders. Fighting resumed Sunday in the Syrian city of Aleppo after a three-day humanitarian pause. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported airstrikes, ground offensives, and shelling. The British monitor said there was fighting in several areas along the front that divides the city's government-held west from the rebel-held east. Saudi-led airstrikes resumed Sunday near Yemen's capital, Sana'a. The attacks came just hours after a 72-hour ceasefire expired. U.S. Special Envoy Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed said he had hoped the ceasefire would continue. Fighting in Yemen between government forces and Houthi rebels raged from Friday into Saturday on the Saudi-Yemeni border. This is VOA News. Lawmakers in the Venezuelan National Assembly were interrupted Sunday by noisy government supporters as they discussed bringing legal charges against leftist president Nicolas Maduro. The special session was suspended briefly and resumed after order was reestablished. Opposition members accused Mr. Maduro of being responsible for a breakdown of democracy and human rights. Javier Fernandez, the caretaker leader of Spain's socialists, says the party has decided not to block the conservative Popular Party from forming a minority government. That move finally brings to an end the country's nearly 10-month-long political impasse. Members of the Socialist Federal Committee voted Sunday 139-96 to abstain from voting against acting Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy during the upcoming confidence vote in Parliament. That action would grant Mr. Rajoy a second term in office. The U.S. Senate plans to hold hearings next month on telecommunications company AT&T's plans to buy Time Warner for more than $85 billion in cash and stock. Republican Mike Lee and Democrat Amy Klobuchar of the Antitrust Subcommittee say the merger of the two communication behemoths would potentially raise significant antitrust issues. The merger has also become an issue in the presidential campaign. A spokesman for Democrat Hillary Clinton said there are a lot of questions and concerns, and a lot more information on the merger needs to come out. Republican Donald Trump said Saturday he would block the agreement if he is elected. Democrat Clinton, confident of winning the U.S. presidency in next month's election, is now being dismissive of Republican Donald Trump and making new efforts to elect more Democrats to Congress to support her legislative agenda. Clinton responded to Trump's charges that she is corrupt and unfit to be president by insisting that she will no longer respond to him. Clinton is now given a 90% chance by polling analysts of winning the election. Speaking Sunday in a televised speech in the city of Ark, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said he has no preference in the U.S. election. He says the choice offered to American citizens is between bad and worse, his words. Lithuanians have voted in the second round of runoff elections for 68 of the 141 seats in Parliament. No exit poll results were issued after the close of voting, but official results expected later were forecast to hand victory to either the conservative Homeland Union or the centrist Lithuanian Peasants and Green Union Party. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.